from Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Ki Tavoh, prayer as Thanksgiving. Generally, we think of prayer and Thanksgiving, two different things. Prayer for things we want, tefillot, tachanunim, requests, petitions. And we think of Thanksgiving, that's different sections, another section of our prayer that has Thanksgiving in it. Let's see the relationship between prayer and Thanksgiving. The Medrash Tanchuma makes a connection when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that one day the Jews would be in Galut, they'd be in exile, and they wouldn't have the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is the opening of our parsha this week, Parsha Ki Tavoh. So he said, look, we're not going to have the first fruits. So you know what? We should have Amad V'Tikein, Gimel Tefilos. He instituted the three prayers, Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv. Now, first problem is, this flies in the face of the Gemara in Brachos that says that the forefathers instituted the sacrifices, or that the prayers, or that the prayers are in lieu of the sacrifices. But here they're saying that Moshe instituted the prayers, and they're in lieu not of the daily offerings, but rather of the Bikurim. Bikurim are Thanksgiving. What does that have to do with prayer? So the Sfat Emet addressed this question on several different years. I'll share two of them. One, he said, look, the idea of Bikurim is that we take the first fruits, we give it to God. So Moshe said, one day there won't be first fruits. We won't live in Israel. You know what? Take the beginning of the day, give it to God. Shachris, the first thing, you don't say hello to anybody, you go right to shul and you daven. Number two, Mincha, you take some of the afternoon, you give a good chunk of it to God. Maariv, you give the beginning of the evening, you give it to God. Good. Along these lines, as an aside, at this time of year, that's what Rosh Hashanah is, to take the beginning of the year and make it holy, make it special, like the first fruits. Second theory that Sfas Emes, over the many years, the Ger Rebbe suggested, was that tefillah is very much related, prayer is related to Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus from Egypt. We know that we don't pray unless we talk about the Exodus from Egypt, then we go right into prayer. Gal Yisrael, prayer, Amida, Shmon Esrei, Tzur Yisrael, Kumba Vezat Yisrael, Shem Yimloch Lamved, talk about the splitting of the sea, and then we daven. So there's a relationship of prayer and the Exodus. What's the Exodus? Exodus means that we remember the Exodus every day before the Shmoneh Esrei, as if to say we're starting all over again. What was the Exodus? We had a fresh start. We were in Egypt. Now we're not in Egypt. We're starting all over. Fresh start. Every day, Sassemus believes that every day a Jew not only remembers the historical event of the Exodus, but a person has an opportunity to start afresh every day, like as if we just went out of Egypt. So we do that every day. And the Bikurim represent this idea of the fresh start, to mechadesh, to renew everything. And if there's no Bikurim, how do you emphasize the idea of refreshing? So we do it through prayer, which is connected to the Exodus, and we start an ischadshus, a renewal, every morning, every evening, every afternoon. It works particularly well with Shachris and Maariv. Think about it. Before we say the Shmoneh Esrei, we say that God renews the world every day. God renews the world. We say that in the evening that God's Maver Yom Evi Laila, that He takes away the day, brings the night. There's something new that's happening. Even the afternoon, it's a new period in our lives, and we take it. And we're Mechadesh, we make a new Itchadshut. We make a new renewal every morning, afternoon, and evening. A rabbi over at the Kerem Yavne said, let's answer this question of, well, how can this medrash go fly in the face of the Gemara that says that the forefathers instituted the prayers? So he says, what does that mean, the forefathers instituted the prayers? Does it mean that Avram stood up and says, I hereby institute from now on every Jew has to daven Shachris? Maybe not. Maybe it means that Avram instilled within us the idea of Hitchadshut, of discovering God in the world, of finding God. So how do we do that? In our Shmoneh Esrei, we say, you know what? I'm not just sitting here. I'm going to stand before God. All of a sudden, God is over here. Yep. You can bring God to wherever you are. L'chol asher yigru b'emet, God is close to all those who call him in truth. What did Yitzchak institute? He instituted, oh, everyone should now daven mincha? No. Yitzchak said that even when you're in the middle of the field, and Yitzchak was very good at farming, and by Vayivarcheihu Hashem, God blessed him, and you have plenty, you have your work, and you make a living, you should thank God from within that situation. And that's what we do in Modim. We give thanks on the Sechah Shemchol Yom Imanu for the miracles that are with us every day. Yaakov didn't just institute a prayer. He instituted the whole idea. He instilled within us the idea that even in Choshech, in darkness, in Golus, in exile, in Babylonia, wherever he may have been, you pray to God. And that is reflected in our prayers, that in our prayers, we make requests. We say, look, God, I'm in darkness. Someone is sick in my family. I'm in darkness. I'm not making the right living that I want to make. I'm in darkness. I'm not in Israel or Jerusalem. We need help going back to the land of Israel. So the three prayers are reflected in this. And the Bikurim, the first fruits, also have these three ideas. Number one, the idea of newness, of Yitzchachut, that's the first fruit, after all. The idea of darkness, even in darkness, God is with us. That's why we mentioned the Exodus from Egypt. We mentioned that the Aramean was wandering. We mentioned how he suffered in the early days. And what about Yitzchak? The idea to thank God out of blessing, that, of course, that's the whole idea of Bikurim, is to thank God for the blessings that he's bestowed upon us, these new and fresh fruits. The Shemi Shmuel, the Sochachev Rebbe, had a different answer. He said, look, with the Bikurim, what we're saying is we take these fruits, which are very physical. You know, you have a kibbutz or something. You grow fruits, you have a farm, you work all day, you work all night. And then you take, instead of saying, oh, look at me, I made some fruits. Rather, you bring them to the temple and you elevate. You say, these fruits are for God. And you elevate the simple act of farming to an act of relationship with God. So too, he says, what do? We wake up in the morning, you say, you know, I got a big problem, I got a bad headache. So I say, I take that headache and I relate with it to God. The headache is my connection with God. I can't make a living. I turn to God and I said, help me, God. I need to make a living, support my family. That problem, you elevated it. You made it, it's something that I can use to connect with God. Beautiful idea of the Shemi Shmuel Sochachev Rebbe. Finally, one of the rabbis in Israel, I saw, he said that, look, maybe we're making a mistake. And I started off by saying, maybe prayer is not petition in its essence. Prayer is thanksgiving. The Shevach, the praise at the beginning of the prayer, and the Modim at the end of the prayer, that's the essence of prayer. That's the framework of prayer. And then we ask for things in the middle. I would like to suggest something different, similar. Nowhere in our prayers do we go fully into full-blown petitionary mode. Oh, God, please save us. That's it. No. We always add to that the thanksgiving mode. What does that mean? Think about the following blessing. You give wisdom to people. So there's no petition over here. Then you go into petition. And you go back. Blessed are you, Hashem. You're great at giving wisdom to people. Take any blessing, right? You should restore us to Jerusalem. We bless you, God. We thank you, God, because you restore us to Jerusalem. And everything that we need, we say, look, God, you already do it. That's what you do. The question is, can that relate to me? Can the fact that you provide wisdom, can that connect with me? Can you give me wisdom so that I can truly praise you within that, in the context of my own experience, that you give me wisdom. So really, if we say, well, what is the first fruits are about thanksgiving and the Shemona Esrei is about petition? We say, no, the Shemona Esrei really contains within it the idea of thanksgiving. That I start off by saying, God does all these things. All the things I want, he does them. And the question is, will God do them for me so that I can then be an expression, a witness to the fact that God is Rofei Cholim. He heals sick. He mevarech Hashem. He blesses our years with bounty and goodness. That's what I hope. That's our prayer, that all the things that I can praise God for will be expressed in the God answering my prayers, and I can praise him again as one who does all those amazing things. What's the connection between Bikurim, first fruits, Thanksgiving, and prayer, instituting Shachris Mincha Mar? Shachris Mincha Mar, really just saying 18 things that God does in an amazing way, and that we hope that he'll do it for us as well. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth El Emeth congregation for our discussion on the Parsha and the holidays. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thanks for joining us.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.